It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro along with Glenn Mack now. Time now for our Santander Legend of the Week, which is just so bizarre that we're calling Todd Harriman, who just seems like he's still on the football field, a legend. 10 years with the Eagles, drafted out of in the 2005 draft, Saginaw Valley State. Todd, we welcome you and want to catch up. How are things?
Things are great. Things are very busy. Got a house full of kids now, and just keeps me busy throughout the day at the moment. But things are great.
Todd, the time that you've spent in Philadelphia, you know, you see what the Eagles are doing right now. What is it like when you are rolling? I mean, a run to the NFC Championship game in 2008, unusual circumstances. I know the season wasn't as smooth, but take us into the locker room when you played. When you go on a win streak, what does that do for your confidence?
Oh, man, it does everything good and everything bad for your confidence at the same time. You know, these are awesome to enjoy, these win streaks, but, you know, they have to come at the right time and, hopefully not peak too early. That's like one thing that you always get scared of when you're on a team or something is, you know, things get rolling and things are going great right now in Philly. I just hope that it can sustain, you know, and everybody can stay healthy and they just keep making plays because it's a lot of fun to watch right now.
Todd, you got to play with Jason Peters on the Eagles' offensive line. As you know, he went down injured for the season a couple weeks ago. If you would just speak to what he meant, both in terms of as a player, as a tackle, and in terms as a teammate on the line.
Oh, man. Jason's one of the greatest teammates. You know, he's got a great sense of humor and also a great work ethic. He's very naturally gifted, but he also works his butt off. And people see that. He's this, you know, huge presence that just commands attention from you and respect due to the fact that, you know, he is as big and talented, but also he worked so hard and he's been around and he knows the game. It was really tough to watch that happen, a couple weeks ago, because I know what that meant to him and how hard it's going to be for the team to actually, you know, try to fill the hole that he left.
Todd, one of the things that this offensive line really preaches is the offensive line players really trying to be as versatile as possible. I know that was one of your hallmarks in your career. What does it take to be able to play from a mental and physical standpoint so many positions along the offensive line?
Well, I think mentally it's just a willingness to do it, to try. If you make it to the level, at this level of being in football, you're elite. You know, you're the top in the country. And to think, I think it's just a hurdle mentally to get over the fact to allow yourself to try it. You're athletic enough to where it's just footwork and repetition at this point. I think that more and more people, if they were open to it, and just got over the mental block of thinking they could only play one position, you know, I think that that would bode well for offensive lines across the league.
Todd, Peter's injury puts Halapulavati Vaitai into the lineup. We've always talked about stability in offensive line, continuity. What challenge does it present when you have to switch during the season, and specifically what challenge does it put on a guard who plays next to him?
In the middle of the season, we've done it both ways before. It's where one guy went down and you've switched around four different positions to get the best five lineup that you thought you would have out there. We've also done it as to where you just plug one guy in where the guy went missing because, you know, we don't want to unsettle things. And I think that that's what they're doing right now because, first of all, Lane's playing at such a high level on the right side. He's looking like an all-pro. It's tough to go and take him out of his groove that he's in right now. You want to throw some guys in the fire, especially since the season's going so well right now. You have a little bit of a cushion. I'm not saying to let up or anything, but to experiment a little bit and really not lose your season because of it.
Todd, you are now living in the area. You're experiencing this Eagles season from a bit of a distance. What is it like for you to be around these Eagles fans who you got to know very well when you played here, who are enjoying this 7-1 ride so far?
Man, I love it. It's so much fun. First of all, football season in Philly, there's nothing like it. There's just an energy in the air, whether things are going good or whether things are going bad. But when things are going good, like right now, and they're 7-1, it's just so much fun to be in here. Everybody's excited. Everybody's talking about it. You know, it's a good time to be in Philadelphia right now, not just because of the Eagles, but just sports in general. It's very exciting. You know, it's a young situation where there's a lot of youth in the programs, and it'll be great to see people build around them because they're having success early.
You had a good long career. Do you miss it?
You know, I'll always miss being in the locker room and joking around with the guys and stuff. I'll miss coming out of the tunnel and the link. You know, there's nothing like having the lights on and just having the crowd go nuts. You know, those are the things that I miss. I don't miss the daily grind, that's for sure.
Well, hey, Todd, I think you've got a future in coaching. I had the chance to emcee a flag football game, NRG's charity game, on Monday at the NovaCare Complex, and Todd built a team that lacked a reasonable amount of talent and really had them playing competitive football.
Got the most out of them.
Yeah, they were impressive. You look good on the sidelines.
Oh, man, I don't know if I had the patience to be a coach. You know, I got to give all my credit to the players. They just basically took control of it out there.
Hey, Todd, great stuff. Great to hear from you. Glad to see you back here. Hope to see more of you in and around the Philadelphia Eagles in 2017 and years to come.
All right, guys. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, Todd. Todd Harriman is our Santander Legend of the Week. Good to hear from him. Versatile player.
Oh, good.
Would fit in great with this Eagles team.
Absolutely.